One of these stars is sitting in the secret square, and the contestant who picks it first could win a prize package worth over $3,500. Which star is it? Karen Valentine. Jonathan Winters. David Grove. David McCallum. Lawrence Henderson. Ed McMahon. Harvey Korman. Glenn Campbell. All in the Hollywood Squares. And here is the master of the Hollywood Squares, Peter Martin.
Thanks, Jennifer. Good evening. Welcome once again to the Hollywood Squares. Hello, and stars.
Hello.
And here he is, Peter Marshall. Hi, Peter.
Hi. Happy Easter and all that kind of stuff.
All that kind of stuff. You sound wonderful.
Well, thank you.
But you weren't feeling so well for a while, I understand, huh? You came down.
I had the COVID. I was sick for almost a year.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm kind of recovering from it. It went into pneumonia and then sepsis, and I got pneumonia again. And it was just a nightmare for a year. But I'm feeling much better, getting around and doing some stuff.
You sound great.
There I am.
You sound wonderful.
Well, thank you.
And you clearly are doing some stuff. And I want to talk about this show, Hollywood Museum Squares, that you're involved in. We'll do that in a minute. You know the question that people ask, I'm sure, they stop you on the street every single day and say, how much of that was prepared? How much of that was ad lib?
You know something? I would go into the studio, and I didn't rehearse. I just went, who's on the show? I would go over the questions. I worked 5 hours a week. That was the extent of it. So I didn't really know who was on the show. I don't know who was set up or any, but a lot of that stuff was set up, but very little, very little. It was mostly, except for Paul. I don't think anybody was, they were briefs. He said that there's going to be a sports question. So you think of a sports bluff, that kind of thing. But nobody got the answers. Not even Paul. Paul never got an answer, no. Well, he was set up with jokes and things, but yeah. No. Listen, after that, there was a huge thing, a game show, a big brouhaha many years ago. So you had to be very careful about game shows and answers and things like that.
Indeed.
But Paul was set up with jokes and things. Yes, absolutely.
All right, so here is a list from the internet, which means it must be right, of course. And this is a list of the top 10 funniest performers on Hollywood Squares. And I'm going to go through the 10, and I want to know, one by one, if you agree that you would say, okay, I could see this person being in the top 10. Is that a fair? That's my game show. Can we play that game?
Of course.
Okay. Number 10, Charlie Weaver, the old guy with the hat. Do you think he should be in the top 10?
Absolutely.
Because?
Because he was different. He was clever. He was original. And he was one of the cutest men you ever wanted to meet. he wasn't that old, by the way.
Really?
No, Charlie Cliff actually died in the 60s.
Oh my gosh. It seemed as though, that's one of those performers,
right,
who it seemed he was always an old man. I don't know.
Right. Well, he was dressed that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number nine.
Cliff was not that old, no.
I didn't know. Number nine, Richard Nixon, Carol Channing, John Wayne, all rolled into one. I'm talking about Rich Little, of course. What do you think?
Rich is a good friend and very, very different. He's one of the cleverest impressionists of all time. And he was fun to work with. We've just done a couple of shows together. Actually, Michael Feinstein and, the three of us, we did some stuff, Rich Little and myself.
Well, people may not know.
I say recently, a year ago, before I got ill.
Yeah, I mean, people may not know this, but you've been on Broadway, you were in La Caja Fall, and also you're a performer. Aside from being on Hollywood Squares, you were on a variety of television shows, singer-dancer at one time, correct?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
If you ask me what I do for a living, I'm a singer.
Interesting. All right. And a pretty darn good one, by the way. If you don't believe me, friends, go to YouTube. You can see it. Number 8, Harvey Korman.
Oh, I loved Harvey Korman. He should be closer to the front than that. Yeah, Harvey was so original. And one of my best buddies in the whole wide world. I miss him so much. That's the problem with age. I'm 96 years old. March 30th, I was 96. For the most part, all my buddies are gone. Hmm. And there are certain guys I really miss terribly, like Mike Connors and Harvey Korman and Tom Poston. And I don't know if you remember a singer by the name of Frankie Randall.
Yes,
These were guys that were like family to me and no longer with me. And it's tough growing old by yourself.
Well, my aunt, who was 94, when she told me, Aunt Marge, if I can get it right, she said they shouldn't call it the golden years, they should call it the crappy years, or something to that effect.
Yeah, that's true.
Really?
In a lot of ways.
Well, you know...
The good thing is I get to see my grandchildren grow, my great-grandchildren grow, but also I lost a son this year.
Yeah.
My David with COVID, and so a lot of tragedy is part of it, and then getting old isn't for everybody.
Well, all right. So, at the age of 96, what would be the advice for surviving? And, you know, I'm having a perfectly normal conversation with you. So also having your wits about you, maybe having a sense of humor is a part of it. I don't know.
Well, I think so. I think you must have a sense of humor and also a good partner. I have a wonderful wife and we've been together 36 years. I met her when I was 60 and she was 25 years old. That she was younger than all my kids. And people foo-fooed and they said, oh, this is going to be ridiculous. It's been one of the most wonderful things that ever happened to me.
So
I think a good partner as you grow older is very important. And I have the best.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. I want to continue with this list of some of the best on Hollywood Squares. 312-981-7200, call or text. Tell me who you think will be number one on this list. We'll ask Peter Marshall.
Oh, I know who's going to be number one.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
I won't.
All right.
I won't.
It's what you call a radio tease. You began in radio, didn't you?
I began in radio. I was on radio for many, many years. I don't know if you watch PBS, but I have several shows on PBS.
Yes.
Big band shows. So I was on a show called Music of Your Life for 15 years.
Okay, can you do
that? And it was really fun to do. It was all the big band music, yeah.
Well, being a former radio DJ, can you do something for me and say, we'll be back right after these?
Hey, we're going to be back right after this.
Oh, he still got it.
According to the World Book, what was the earliest use man made of fire?
Birth control. I was there, and the lady, when she was attacked by the male or the man,
yes,
she hid in the fire.
That's Mel Brooks, and here on the telephone is Peter Marshall, the host of Hollywood Squares. For so many years, do you think of Hollywood Squares? There's no one I can think of. Others hosted it later on, but... There was only one Peter Marshall. There is only one Peter Marshall, who I'm so grateful is spending an Easter Sunday afternoon with all of us on WGN. Now, I said we're going through this list of the most popular and the funniest, I suppose, of the Hollywood Square guests. I'm going through this list that's official, it's from the internet, but with the man who certainly knows. And I said, when we get to number one, don't tell us yet, Peter, who do you think that would be? And everyone, you all know, you're texting correctly. 312-981-7200. Continue texting and calling. But nearly everyone has got number one right. I haven't asked about number seven. Number seven on this list is Coochie Coochie, Charo. She was quite a thing back in the day, huh?
She was. She was very entertaining, by the way. She played great guitar, and she sang wonderfully. But she was a terrific entertainer, and still is, by the way.
Yes.
Still working.
Yep, yep. Number
God love her. But little Coochie Coochie, yep. And she was a dear person, by the way.
Sometimes a big Coochie Coochie. Number six on the list, Karen Valentine. I was surprised to see her or number five, Vincent Price, on this list. They were on the show, but they didn't strike me as especially entertaining. But I guess the internet says so.
Vincent Price?
Yeah.
Vincent was a regular on the show.
Yeah, and the internet said he's number five. Number four, George Gobel, who always played a grandpa too, didn't he?
George Gobel was my favorite, by the way.
Really?
We were very close friends. He's a Chicagoan, incidentally.
I did.
He's from your neck of the woods.
I did not know that. And actually, speaking of that, you must be a Chicago Cubs fan, I hope.
I am. My son played for the Cubs for many years and then played for the Royals. But he's always been a Cub fan.
Yeah, I'm talking about Pete LeCocq, who's so many. You know, I went through the newsroom and they said, well, who do you have on the show today? And I said, well, I rattled off the guests and I said, Peter Marshall. And tell him about Pete LeCocq. We still remember him. So, and indeed we do. I'm being asked to ask you about Jonathan Winters.
Johnny Winters?
Yeah.
Very talented, very clever, very different. You know, he was so entertaining. Yeah. You just named two of my favorites, Johnny and Mr. Gobel.
Mr. Gobel, number three on the list with the bow tie in her hair. Rosemarie.
Rosemarie, I have a young lady staying with me now who's Rosemarie's best friend. She is in town to see Rose's daughter. She's in our guest house. And I've known Glow practically all my life. We've known each other, oh gosh, at least... at least 60 years.
Yeah.
We were friends.
In fact, the last
she did a motion picture that I narrated and I was in. She was quite wonderful. I don't know if you know this, but Rosemarie at one time was the biggest child star on radio.
Yes. Yeah, I happen
to, you know,
I actually did know that. Why I know that or how I know that, I'm not sure, but I actually did. Number two on this list, Joan Rivers, the late, great Joan Rivers.
You know something? Joan wasn't on my show a lot. We traveled a lot together. I worked with Joanne and Joni Rivers. We toured together. Oh, gosh. And we played Vegas together. But she really was so busy that she was not on my show that much. But she certainly was terrific.
All right, now, the internet says this. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, number one on the list is, hold on, is this guy, this guy right here.
Paul, is it especially difficult to train an ostrich to become a sheepdog?
Yes, they can't lift their leg without tipping over.
There's something about his lines. It's not only the way he delivered them, it's what he said, but also, I think it holds up, Peter.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm saying that Paul Lynde, it seems, is as funny today as he was back then.
Oh, absolutely. He was original. He was an original. And unfortunately, he was not the happiest man I ever knew.
Yeah, I've heard that.
He was kind of a sad guy and died very young. He was only in his 50s when he passed. But he had straightened his life out, which was really lovely. Last time I saw Paul was at the airport, and he had an alcohol problem. He had a drug problem. He had every problem you can get.
Oh, no.
And he straightened his life out, and he looked great. And I said, Paul, where are you going? He said, I'm going to New York to do a commercial. And I said, I'm flying in to do something. I forget what it was. And it's the last time I saw him. And he went to sleep one night and passed. Hmm. He had a stroke. And his whole life, he had a weight problem, and he was gay. And in those days, being gay was very, really tough. You know, it was a tough thing.
And it was
why,
so,
I don't know.
Yeah, it was so stupid because everyone knew it.
It's gotten so much better, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've always had many gay friends, and today it doesn't mean anything. You know, it's thank God it's passed.
Well, and, I'm not sure it's completely passed, but. Yeah, there's a big difference from the way it was back then.
Well, it's certainly easier today than it was yesterday, let me tell you.
Yeah, I believe you.
He had a lot of problems. He wanted to be butch, and he wanted to have a life, and he never did.
Well, I want to talk about Hollywood, the Hollywood Museum, the HollywoodMuseum.com. Actually, theHollywoodMuseum.com for Hollywood Museum Squares. It's all in those little boxes we're so used to anyway with those Zoom calls we have. The boxes are perfect because that's what Hollywood Squares was. And it raises money for the Hollywood Museum. All these celebrities are on the HollywoodMuseum.com. And you introduce each one of these, I believe.
I think I do. Unfortunately, I didn't do a lot because I was ill at the time they were doing this. So Tom Bergeron did it, John Davidson, who replaced me, and then Tom Bergeron. They're very, very involved. And by the way, they're both very close friends of mine. We were all really close buddies. The Hollywood Museum is where the Max Factor, the makeup guy, used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on Highland and Hollywood Boulevard. And if you're in L.A., it's really something to see. It's quite wonderful.
I hear that.
It really is. It's very unusual, and if you're a sightseer, it's perfect.
Well, you're perfect too. Game show host, you're the one anyone looks at to say, okay, how do I do this? Think on my feet. Yet I'm in the background, and still I'm setting people up to be really funny. And you did all those things perfectly well. It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's my pleasure to talk to you. I hope to, again, Chicago, certainly. Tell Peter, your son, Peter LeCocq, that Chicago still remembers.
I sure will. And I love Chicago, by the way. I worked at Palmer House many, many years. Twice a year for many, many years in the Chicago Theater. And Chicago used to be bigger entertainment than even New York.
Well, I'll tell you.
It was the entertainment center. I love Chicago, by the way.
Well, think about our weather, but that's another story. And texters are writing, so great to hear the best game show host ever. And I agree.